Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If it's spooky, don't be frightened.
Dragon friends,
scurry home and bar the door.
Daylight ends,
and the fiends and ghouls delight in things that scare, so be well aware as you make your way. Don't be led astray, for the goal is near, and your friends are here, and there's plenty more in store.
The gilded finery of the Library of Castle Ravenloft towers all around you, and yet there is little comfort to be had in this place. Your recent victory over the library's guardian has brought you a measure of respite, but time is not on your side. The library has, however, provided you with information critical to your quest. The terrible and lamentable history of the noble House of Strahd has explained much of the misery and tragedy that befell this ancient family. Now you realize that it was Strahd's own madness that led him to kill his brother Sergei out of jealousy, and that Sergei's name sword is likely the only weapon that can free him from the curse of undeath that has ruined these lands. The maw of the mimic chest lies open in front of you, and you are free to loot its corpse.
Gross.
Well, once again, kind of traditional in D&D, but I put treasure in front of you guys, and you butter each other up instead.
Yeah. I get right in there and I take everything in the chest.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
All right, now.
You already got my spell book. Give me this fucking loot.
Frieza runs in and he takes a small bag containing 120 gold coins,
yes,
a scroll enclosed in wax, a hooded burnished lantern, a breastplate of elven design, and an ancient key.
Hang on. I didn't get all that.
Okay, you didn't get all that.
No, I didn't.
He
didn't get it all.
I wrote down the coins and some sort of
breastplate.
I don't
know you get it all if you didn't get it all.
All right, breastplate, and then there was something,
a baker's outfit.
Something in wax? There was a wax man?
Something burnt.
There's a bag of gold coins.
All right. I want the key. I pick up Friezo and hold him upside down and shake him by the ankles.
Give me your lunch money.
Sunglasses go everywhere.
Yeah. Yes. I pick up the sunglasses.
All right, so once again, the loot is 120 gold coins,
oh,
a scroll that is enclosed in wax, a hooded burnished lantern, a breastplate that looks to be elven design, and an ancient key.
All right, so Filch wants the key.
Yeah.
I've already taken the coins.
So that's off the table, isn't
it? Yeah. So...
give me the parchment.
You want the parchment?
Yeah.
I will make the argument that because the breastplate is made of elves and none of you are elves, I feel like it would be cultural appropriation.
It's not made of elves.
Made by elves. So I feel like it would be cultural appropriation if you took the breastplate. So I will take that. Thank you. This is just like the Native American breastplates. I mean headdresses.
What? That jacket of Spanish leather you gave me.
Yeah. That is racist. Yeah.
All right, so Free, you took the scroll, did you?
Yep.
All right,
and give something to Baston.
To the lady.
All right, we give the lantern to you guys to share. It'll bring them together closer as a couple.
Yeah.
Truly, he is beneficent.
All right.
So can we get some info on what these things do?
Yeah, well, you have met. You have the knowledge of Arcana, so why don't you make an Arcana check?
Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Two!
That's a D12, you numbskull.
Is it now?
You bought giant dice, and now you don't know which ones are which. We have a dice cam, actually. Why are you doing that?
Dice cam.
10!
That's the wrong one again.
Oh, for God's sake.
Use our nice level up dice, otherwise it doesn't count.
Here. All right, here we go. Dice count.
Cha-cha. 15.
So after 7 rolls, I pass, presumably.
You know what? You know, for the purposes of sponsorship, I'm going to allow it. So,
thank you, level up dice.
Level up dice. The results you want when you want to.
Eventually.
They're on the level.
Okay, so you can detect the gold and the breastplate just are standard equipment. You know, the breastplate is very well made.
Wait, so the gold coins aren't magical gold coins?
No, these ones aren't.
All right.
Spending and one of them. How many gold coins? 120?
There's 120.
120.
It'll take a year off your life.
Yeah. It'll take a year off the life
absolutely
of the person who spends it, and it will give chronic magical diarrhea
it's not
to the
true.
Person who receives it.
Absolutely not true.
That is okay. One of the 120 coins.
All right, dark yeah. And mystical
cannon, 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 cannon.
All right.
What is the average lifespan of an elf?
The scroll, like, the lantern, and yeah, the key yeah. All seem to hum with potent magical energies.
Suck it, Freezer.
Damn it.
Oh. I've got a sweet magical lantern. We have it, my dear.
It's potent.
Do you want to break the scroll open?
Yes, please.
All right, so breaking it open, it is written in Draconic language of magic. So unfortunately, only a warlock, I'm afraid, or a wizard.
Filge, if you please.
Yeah, Filge, would you do the honors?
I pick up the scroll and I say, it say nothing on it.
And then you turn it over.
And then I turn it over.
And then she goes, classic Filge joke.
And I go, oh, yeah, woo, big news. Oh, what a doozy. Oh, this real game changer. And then I fold it up and put it back into my backpack.
Filge.
Yeah.
Would you like to sell me that parchment? I will give you 120 gold pieces.
I got a death wish!
Should I do it?
Do it.
All right. I take it out and I say, money first, because I still don't trust you.
All right, I hold the money in my hand, like it's like that Indiana Jones kind of, you know what I mean?
You know how he's holding things in that movie?
Yeah.
A whip, a hat,
and then with the
I
hands?
Say, on the count of three, we drop them both, all right?
All right.
One, two, three. I don't move. I take the thing, all right.
Freeze.
I put on a pair of sunglasses so you don't see the tears well up in my eyes.
It should be made clear here that you have just, like, blasted Filge with fire, which bolted me just like seconds earlier. So we're pretty cross with
yeah.
you.
Can I pay you some money to not be cross with me?
No amount of money in the world, Freezo.
What about 120 gold coins?
Stick each one of those 120 gold coins into your butt one by one because we are cross.
Yeah, we cross.
Now, does the coins give me diarrhea as well? Because that wouldn't...
Freezo, okay. This scroll reveals itself to you to be a powerful magical spell that you do not have in your repertoire. This is a scroll that will teach you how to cast the invisibility spell, which
yes.
is a level 2 spell.
Now,
can I use it even though someone's already, like, Filch took my spellbook?
You need to study it, which will take some time.
All right, I study it.
Once again, the Lady Irina is kind of in your care. You are in hostile territory in the library. It will probably take a few hours.
Oh, we should rest it. We should rest anyway to get some hit points back, right?
We should wait till he's on TV, and then when yeah. he's not, when he's not
yeah,
here,
yeah.
I feel
like you've been using invisibility
again.
Quite a lot in this adventure.
All right. Well, okay, fine. I am at your mercy. As Friezo is the least popular member of this group, he stands back
oh,
and says,
"Oh, you're such a victim, poor Friezo."
Says, oh, you try and murder one friend.
Two friends.
Two friends.
Suddenly, the room's energy seemed to shift almost imperceptibly, and
makes it weird.
But we noticed almost imperceptibly,
and a hum that you are all starting to recognize now as magic associated with the necromancy of the vampire Strahd, and indeed. A suit of armor that was sitting in an alcove by the library starts to vibrate and light spills forward from the eye sockets of its helmet and almost through a shitty tannoy, I suppose. A
what?
A shitty tannoy.
What's that?
A shitty tannoy.
It's like a fantasy PA system that they use to communicate with people backstage. A very bad reproduced voice comes through the helmet.
G'day, cunt. Testing, hello? Hello? Hello, I'm not even in the room. How wild's that?
Can he hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh.
It's, a, it's, a, it's armor. Hey, listen, you killed my mimic, my best mimic, and let me tell you, Strahd, by the way, Strahd.
It's Strahd, the
That's
vampire!
So weird. The vampire named Strahd, too.
Look, I'll let you explain it to her later. But look, I've got the shits, guys. If I'm honest with you, you killed my favourite mimic. He had a date of retirement, so thanks for doing that. So look, I'm a reasonable man. Have I make a deal? All I want is Petrina. You pop her back on level one, whence you found her, to use your fancy man parlance, and you can fuck off. If you guys do that, then no harm, no foul. You can go on your way. This isn't about you, so don't be bloody drama Darrens.
And what if we don't?
Oh, bloody murder you with me magics!
Hey, all right.
What
deal.
Is, where did no, Strahd come no. from? I just... this.
No.
You've been paying
yes?
attention, Barovia cunt!
I will never allow you to take my love away from me.
Hey, Strahd.
Yep.
Who are you after again?
So you're breaking up, what was that?
Who do you want us to return?
Petrina, you dickhead.
Petrina is dead.
Yeah, it sounds like talk of someone who's about to get their fucking ass kicked with magic, mate.
Well, that sounds like the voice of somebody who killed his own true love.
Oh, sorry, what's that? Oh,
and the voice is silent.
I want to go over and kick the suit of armor in the
you
head.
You hurt your toe.
Oh. Can I put the suit of armor on?
Yeah, I suppose. Again.
Sick.
Does he? Does he? Yeah. Okay, ready? He puts the suit of armor on, and then out of the mouth, you hear, oh, look at me, I'm Veston, I'm a cat.
I didn't, that wasn't me.
Unfortunately, the armor is cursed, yeah. And now you can't remove it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. Oh, does anyone have some, I like to drink piss.
That's not true. I don't.
Can he still hear us?
Yeah, he can hear you.
I start to mime to the others what my plan is. I point at Irina and then I mime like picking her up and taking her to level one. And then I mime all of us hiding under the bed and then leaping out and catching Strahd. And I put both my thumbs up and look around for approval.
No, no, but I can see you, so I mime this for you.
That's a rude finger for the podcast.
Well, yeah. Irina,
that's the wrong finger.
Have you explored this keep at all? Like, do you know the different levels?
To be honest, no. I have, no, I don't know. I'm quite lazy, frankly.
Does right. anyone have any butter?
Perhaps this is a good moment to point to look at the rest of the items quickly. So,
butter.
the key that you found and insisted was yours, Alex.
It is.
Filge's key has the sigil of the House of Strahd embossed with a double grinning skull on it. It also hums with a powerful magical energy.
Cool.
And what does the lantern do?
Friezo, do some arcana check.
All right.
Oh, I'll do it.
And all do right. some arcana on my lantern. Our lantern.
Yep.
How okay. much? Oh, I have
20.
None.
And then no.
Four.
That's a four.
That was a spicy four.
Okay, so that.
I hold it up to my eyes and I go cross-eyed looking at it and go, oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Woo! This one a game changer.
And do you want to do one quickly for the lantern as well?
Yep.
I'm afraid you won't know what the key does.
I don't know about your new catchphrase, ha-cha-cha.
It's what I would do at the casino if I ever went there, you know.
Oh.
You roll some dice and you go, ha-cha-cha.
Cool. All right. So the lantern as well is a lantern of revealing, which is means that it can see things that are magically hidden or invisible.
Let's start so revealing. Like a lantern.
No. No, things that are magically hidden.
What kinds of things could it see? Like ghosts or like...
anything that is there.
Can we turn
it on? So like a lantern.
Like,
in what ways, what things can it see
yep.
that a normal lantern could not illuminate?
Great
can
question.
Can it see feelings?
No.
Okay. What about the wind? Could it see the wind?
No.
Can it okay. see your true thoughts and your
no.
mind?
No.
Okay. In many ways.
Could it see a man who was invisible?
Yes.
Ooh. Can you see through people's clothes?
No. You're thinking of the movie Weird Science.
Always.
Alright, so let's give it a burl.
Yep. Oh, wait, no, the breastplate isn't magical. We've gone through the wax scroll. The key we don't know about.
I made up the thing about the coins.
Well, why am I shitting so hard?
No, Dave, can we keep the coin thing? I think that's really fun. I think it's also very in law with warlocks, right?
Is
because
it
warlocks...
canon?
Yes!
Yeah.
Because it's warlocks canon. Will often sacrifice their own life for power, in this instance, to make
All right.
It's canon, Dungeon Dave.
Okay, so
it's in there.
Sometime in the next 120 gold coins that you spend, I'm going to make you, at that moment, in a shop, maybe in front of friends or loved ones, maybe on a date, I will make you explosively shit yourself.
No, it's the person who gets the coin. He loses half his life.
I lose a year.
It's all right. I wasn't paying attention, so...
Okay, so the rules of the coins are...
No, I've just told you the rules.
No. They shouted canon. It's whatever I said.
Yeah, as established by Canon Ben, the coin rules state that I sacrifice a year of my elven life, which I assume is infinite.
It's pretty big.
And as a result, when I give a coin, and then the person receiving the coin gets magical explosive diarrhea.
Yeah.
For how long? Like just instantaneously.
Is explosive diarrhea magic, like, have magical properties in and of itself?
Do I need to be here?
Wait, what?
You shit unicorns. No, I don't know. What?
I think you would just shit until you're out of poop.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, but then if you take that, poop, can that be applied as a salve or?
I just want to say I really like this more like communal rule making that we're doing.
I just want to say I think this is maybe a new low.
So we.
So you've got the lantern, you've got the key.
Let's shine that lantern around.
Yeah, yep. Can we shine the
lantern
at the key?
Let's see our true feelings.
No, it doesn't show the true feelings.
Yes, it does. So,
what are our options in the room?
As I said, this is the second level of the tower. There are four levels of the tower. There is a door which is locked and barred, leading in the staircases that continue up around the tower, up through the bookcase and above to level 3, presumably. And then there is the stairs and balcony from the way you came down to Irina's guest chambers.
And we've sufficiently looked for the sword in this room such that it's pretty clear that it's not here.
Let's start pulling books off shelves.
Don't touch me books, you can't!
Baston seems to say.
It wasn't me.
Baston seems very clear that we shouldn't mess up his books. So I think we should head upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
But he wants us to take her downstairs.
No.
Well, I think you have to decide if you want to do what you want or what the vampire wants.
I think either way, if we don't destroy Strahd, we're not going to get out of here alive. So we may as well keep forging ahead and trying to find that sword.
All right.
Okay, so you're going to go up. So this door, which has the crest of the House of Strahd, is locked and it's standing in front of you.
Yeah, because if we take him down, if we go downstairs and then we hide and then we like surprise attack him,
as I mimed,
we won't be able to defeat him because we haven't been able to defeat him before. So we need to find the sword. Yes. That's the priority. So let's go upstairs.
All right. Maybe is it locked? Did you say
it is locked? Yeah.
I try the magic key in it.
All right. You put the key in and it seems to be a perfect fit.
Then I turn the key.
Oh no!
No. Okay. As soon as you turn the key, the door slams open with what seems to be a very powerful.
Slams open?
Yeah. Strictly speaking,
that's possible.
I'm new to this language. Slams open.
So like slams against the wall.
No, I think that's fine. Give him a break.
Would it swing open, slamming into
the
wall?
I think it would clang against the wall.
Okay, it clangs open. Can I please move on?
Is it a wooden door?
The door clangs open.
Because I don't think wood would clang. I think metal clangs.
I said it was barred. I said it was a barred door.
Oh, it's barred. Yeah.
It clangs open. And
no, he's the bard.
It clangs open, and suddenly a powerful vortex of wind seems to suck from the room. Papers go everywhere, and books fly out of the bookcases as a tempest. A powerful typhoon seems to spin out of control in the center of the library.
Hey, Dave, can the lantern see the wind?
The five of you are sucked inexorably towards the door. You try to grab onto things, but to no avail, for everything is moving towards us now, and you, with a great rush, are flung through the door so hard that, sure, your armor falls off. Congratulations. And...
Hooray!
And you seem to slide forever until a point of energy in front of you slams into you, and you are frozen in a moment and then deposited a foot down and land in pitch darkness on what seems to be cobbled stores. Far, far, far above you, you hear a door slam shut.
So we entered the room.
Why don't we try that lantern?
You're just in a mean mood today.
What are you getting paid by the word, Dave?
So...
I liked it.
So was it a staircase that we're in and now? Or
you can't tell. It's in pitch dark.
We just made a real entrance.
Ooh.
You seem to be...
Oh, it's dark.
You seem to be in a giant...
I have dark vision, though.
Yes, I know, but this is unfortunately magical darkness. You can't see.
There's magical darkness.
What about the magic lamp?
Yeah, magic lamp.
Sea lamp.
Magic lantern. Sea lamp.
Yep, okay, so it has a very... It doesn't have a lot of powerful throw. It only throws about 5 feet. So if you hold it up to the stone, you can see, indeed, this cobbled stone floor, which seems to stretch out in all directions beyond the range of the lamp. But that is enough to see each other.
Hello.
You look fabulous.
So would my magical glowing sword, would that illuminate anything?
Who said his sword glowed?
No, it does glow. It glows in the dark. It'd make you look cool, I suppose.
No, but does it illuminate any of the magical darkness? Because this is magical light.
No, it's not. It's
You're
not...
making this up as you go along.
Yeah, we all are.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Enough that you could see the sword, not enough to see the room.
Wait. Okay, so I guess we should go to the edge of the room. We edge along
the
room.
Yeah, let's feel around. Yeah.
You can't tell which direction you enter from. It feels as if you were deposited here from a great height above you.
Everybody, hold hands.
Good idea. Okay, we all hold hands.
In a circle or in a line?
And we sweep the room like we're looking for one of those missing children.
Oh, great idea.
Okay, who's on the out?
There has got to be a less macabre way of describing walking in a line.
What about a ball? Why can't we be looking at a ball?
We're walking intensely.
It's in primary school, it was called an emu parade, and it would be to pick up litter.
Yeah, to find that missing kid.
It's taken by an emu.
All right, so who is on the edge of the emu parade?
Bag's not.
I'm holding Arena's hand.
We should have Baston and Filge on the outskirts as our flanking bodyguards.
No
way. You're wearing a breastplate. You're on the outside.
Damn it.
And Bobby Pancakes on the other end.
Okay, what? So we'll protect.
Great idea.
We'll protect Arena, so she'll be in the middle.
Yeah, okay.
Then I guess I'll hold Friezo's hand, and you can hold her hand. I'll hold.
You so have, it goes.
I feel like a papa with your tiny mitt in my paw.
Get.
All right, so who's on the outside?
Friezo?
Me.
Friezo and Bobby.
And Bobby, you're staying at the beginning?
What? I'm on the other end.
We very creatively thought of the line that we're in. Right.
We're looking for the
I've got
kid.
My sword
this
in
is,
my...
This is super duper cut from the podcast.
All right, so the first thing as you start to move, Filge, in fact, your foot scuffs something on the ground and you scoop down and indeed find the key that brought you here.
Ooh, finders keepers.
As you make your way out, you seem to walk for quite some time until, with Friezo, you've got your hands outstretched, I imagine?
I'm holding... am I able to touch the wall?
No, not yet. You're looking for the wall.
All right, then with my right hand, I'm swinging my magical sword like that. Like just around in the air in front of us in case I run into anything.
Feels dangerous.
No.
What? What?
It feels like dangerous. A very dangerous thing to do.
Well, all my friends are to my left, so I'm just swinging away from them, but frontwards in case we hit any monsters.
Okay.
You can use it like a tap.
No. These are big. These aren't taps. These are big, like arcing thrusts.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's slashing at the air.
So you walk, and then suddenly... okay, wow. Friezo, you hit with a mighty clang.
Finally.
And, because
must be
I rolled,
a door.
Because I rolled a one, your sword becomes lodged in what seems
Wait,
to be the wall.
Why are you rolling for me? Surely you're rolling for the
no,
door.
He's rolling for the creature.
Oh. There's a creature, is there?
But let's find out.
What's the creature called?
Let him explain.
Poke it with your sword.
I keep swinging. Oh, it's locked.
You can't. Your sword is stuck in the wall.
Can I...
Touch it with your hands.
All right, with my...
Does anyone have any butter?
You're out of your armor.
But this could help here in this situation.
I think you're just hungry.
If a thing is lodged, put a butter on it.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, can I roll to dislodge my sword?
You're going to try and dislodge it without touching the wall. You'll have no grip.
All right, well, I put my foot up against what I think would be... I put my foot up against what it would be lodged in, and I try to remove my sword.
I'm reminding you that you have no shoes because you threw them at the vampire two adventures ago.
Also no pants.
Well, okay, fine.
No, you've done it. All right, as soon as your foot touches the wall, you feel... It seems like... frozen cold to the touch, and you lose a hit point, but that energy that sort of seems to be sucked out of your body creates a latticework of light that shines up the wall and illuminates drift globes in the ceiling, and the whole room starts to light up, and you find yourself in a giant mausoleum right at the back of it, and there seems to be doors leading to crypts all around you, and in the center of that room is a chain leading to what seems to be a giant bundle of sort of rags and monster, let's be honest, that is on its back sleeping, so you can't see what it is, just a giant figure.
All right, and how far away am I from the rags and monster?
Probably about 60 feet.
All right, so it's a big mausoleum.
It's a huge room, yeah.
And can I dislodge my sword now?
Yep, you're going to do it really loudly?
No, I do it real quietly. I do it silently.
How do you dislodge your sword silently?
Butter.
Yeah.
Everybody check if they have anything in their items that looks like butter.
I've got some oil.
Yeah, well.
But you can't have it.
I will buy that oil from you.
Suck my tiny butt.
Dave, point of order.
Yeah.
These guys don't know about the magic nature of the coins, do they? Only I know about the magic nature of the coins.
No, but we're cross at you.
Okay, that seems like reasonable inspiration.
All right.
What does the... So Arena's holding the lantern.
Yep.
What does the lantern show? I suppose it's like pointing at the wall.
Yeah, it's the wall doesn't seem to have any entrances that you can tell. Then you notice that there is actually... going up the wall, there's a single set of narrow steps that lead to a door, presumably where you came through, where you see the same door as in the other room, which is locked shut.
These crypts, are there names over any of the...
There are names over all...
Do we see Sergei's name?
They're all on the far side of the room, so you're going to have to get past that creature.
Oh, no.
All right, guys, tippy toes.
Are we still holding hands?
Can we see now? Do we still need to hold hands? Because I'm for continuing to hold hands.
Holding hands is really up to you.
All right, let's continue.
You can see the whole room. The whole room is illuminated now.
Okay, but we're still holding hands.
To borrow a title from Jonathan Safran Foer, extremely loud and incredibly close.
What is the audience of this podcast?
I'm struggling to find the name of another one of his books. The one about eating animals.
Eating animals?
Yeah.
Bobby, why don't you sneak on ahead because you're the quietest of all of us because you're a thief, and why don't you go and...
That's our word.
why don't you go and try and find Sergei's sword, and I'll stand over the monster in case it wakes up.
So I'll try and stealth past him.
Great.
I'm going to give him a big hug before he goes and say, "Come back to us." safely and smooch him.
Why don't you make a check?
This a smooching
is,
check.
This a smooch is di- check?
I'm this doing is going to be quite... No, no, not you.
I'm doing one. I'm doing it, Dave.
Smooch check.
Seven.
Seven smooch. On the smoochometer.
Seven little
Simon,
kisses.
This is for you. DC 18.
Okay, that's a seven. No, it's not going to do it.
You all give right. me seven as, smooches
plus five.
Back.
As you walk towards it, you feel suddenly... a slight clang, and you notice that one of your many daggers has fallen out of its scabbard and hit the floor. As you do that, suddenly there is a stirring sound from the shambling shape, and you have very little time to do anything before it'll wake up.
But I have a bit of time?
You have a little bit of time.
I try to dart past him.
Okay, you're going to run past him?
Yep.
All right, so you run to the other end of the room, and at that point, suddenly there is a great shaking as a huge fist hits the floor, and a being that seems to be like a giant, a kind of huge, grotesque ogre with two heads emerges. Around both of those heads is a collar, and that collar is chained to the center of the room, for you have found an Etten, and it is even now waking up.
What were the rags?
It's just, it's covered in rags when it sleeps.
Oh. He has an extensive loincloth.
Aiden and Ben doing the voices of both of the heads now?
Yep,
at
that's
the
right.
same time.
That's okay, what cool. that's the conceit here.
No, we're doing the same head.
Yes, of course.
No, so I want to ask what like let's get to know these characters. Who are they? Who are the two heads?
We just fucking woke up, man. Yeah. I say we kill this guy first.
I hide.
You hide? Excellent. Make a stealth check for me. Tell me what it is.
No, 14.
Okay, cool. We go into initiative. So the first one up is you.
Friezo. Friezo removes the sword from the stone it's in.
Make a strength check.
And becomes king of... 16.
16 is enough. All right, the sword is breaks out of the stone, and you are now free to use it. Okay. That was your action, however. Sure, you can still move towards the monster if you want to.
I hide behind Filch.
All right. Next
but
up...
If she goes, I'll advance with her.
Baston is...
Oh, I am going to push... I'm going to stand between the Etten and Irina to protect her.
Oh. You're going to protect Irina for your action?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be like... Ha! With my dagger
with
out.
With your tiny knife.
Yep.
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 Lovely. Irina.
Well, I steal a bit of rag from the monster. Can I do that?
Are you dacking the monster?
Yes. I pull down his pants. He has two penis like heads. Both have mouths.
Okay. Well, you can do whatever you want, so...
Great!
Go ahead and roll this dice for me. You're going to make a touch attack with him. You've got to beat his armor class of 12.
So this is to deck.
Yeah. You get a plus
attack.
One, so roll an 11 or higher.
Dice, deck attack,
deck attack.
Deck attack.
What is that?
It's a 10.
Ten.
Oh.
I'm afraid. So Irina seems possessed by a sudden stroke of brilliance, maybe.
My and love!
She darts forward, trying to grab at the end, but misses. And the next up is you, Bobby.
So can I just get a picture of where... Is he approached?
He's still in the centre of the room. In fact, he's chained there, although the chain has quite a bit of...
We prefer... We...
You
is the chain behind, in front, like from behind?
It's kind of to their side, just at their feet. You're behind them and they haven't noticed you yet.
Okay, so I dash towards, like, climb up the chain and, like, slash at the back of one of their necks.
Ah, now that's you got
now you have
chain.
Now you have to pick which one.
Oh, what's the difference? How do I differentiate between them? Well, does one have a mustache?
One is played by Ben and one's played by Eden. So,
but as you face this, it's like that. So you're behind us. So I'm on the right. And
yeah. Okay, thanks, Ben. So
I'll do Ben.
So make an athletics check first of all, DC 15. 18, that will do it. And so you, with a halfling's grace, you run up the chain and soon you find yourself on its back. If it hadn't noticed you yet, it's noticed you now and you can make a sneak attack.
I've got a monkey on my back.
Kyle, is there something on my head?
Let me see. Turn around.
Turn around.
Okay, well, we're all just both moving in the same...
I can't see. Just reach and grab it. I can't bloody
and
see.
And I'm afraid you rolled a 2, so you swing and a miss. And next one up is Filch.
I step up to them and I look at them in the eyes, all of their eyes, and I speak in Orcish.
Yes, they can understand Orcish.
And I say, brothers, who change you here?
Well, that's not really for us to discuss.
I don't remember.
They're surprisingly haughty for orcs, but there you are.
Well,
they're ogres, right? They're not orcs.
They're Etin, actually.
Etin, okay.
Those are different!
Are they, like, a bit racist towards me because I'm, like, not a full orc?
We're doing our best.
They are actually supremacists. Yeah, they believe in Etin culture.
Look, I'm not afraid of my views. He tries to bloody sugarcoat them, but I don't like you.
Oh, yeah, there he goes, talking like he does on his message board.
Look, I'm entitled to my views, and I don't like half-orcs.
You know, this is why we agreed to sleep for 400 years.
Dave, are they both wearing caps that say, make Barovia great again?
Only one of them. Guess which one.
Look, if you must know, we were chained here by the Strahd family to protect their crypt. And that's what I intend to do. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to murder you.
Now, Phil, he's moving towards you, so you have to make a decision. What do you want to do?
I say, if he change you, he not very good boss. I speak in perfect in its office.
Oh, yeah, we get to hear Filch talk for the first time in her native tongue.
Unless that's how she talks in her native tongue.
Okay, so I speak in my native tongue. I'm like, now, boys, it's time you and I had a bit of a chat. You see, I know I'm not like you, but I know those vampire folk, they don't treat you right. They chain you up and say they're working for you. They say you're working for them. Why don't we fight him together?
I don't understand the words he said.
Bloody.
Make a persuasion check. DC 15.
13.
Plus charisma.
Plus your charisma.
Plus my...
of 10. All right. Which is a big fat nothing. So they look at you and for a second seem like they're going to...
No.
And they swing. So go ahead and make an attack.
Oh, I'm going to make an attack too?
Yeah, you both make an attack. Etten's attack with one arm each.
Ben, would you like the battle axe or the morning star?
I got a 14.
Yep, 14 and a 5.
I'd like the morning star, please.
Okay.
All right, so with your morning star, you attack and you hit Filge. And Filge, you take 7 points of damage. And the next one up is, again, Friezo.
All right, I have no spellbook, so I run it. Kyle... which I think is Eden.
Yes,
I run at Kyle, and I use my magic sword to swing as hard as I can at his head.
All right, make an attack.
Ha-cha-cha.
What's the other one's name? Jackie?
5. Did not hit. I do not hit.
Absolutely do not hit. All right, next up is Baston.
Baston needs to rescue Arena.
He did waste his last
action. Yeah. Well, I was trying to be nice, but I guess I'm just going to go and... yeah, I'll attack Kyle as well.
With your tiny knife. All right, go.
I want to do, like, a diving and, like, stab him in the face.
10. All right, that'll work. They've got terrible armor. They're dressed in rags. So you hit and...
D4, baby. Out of my way. Woo!
And literally...
4. Yeah. Right. My strength is 3.
Yep.
7.
7 Woo! Points of damage. Get Woo! A real weapon. All right. Irina next.
Jack him again!
No, different plan. he's a bit damaged.
The
now.
Dagger that Bobby dropped is still on the floor as well.
Oh, okay. I pick up the dagger and I cut off their beards and I choke him with their beards.
all right.
DC.
That's hard. That's probably a DC 20. So
do it.
Go, roll. You need a 19.
An 8.
All right, you can't work out what Irina's doing. Filge, you're... Bobby, you're up next.
Okay, so they have, like, long dreads. Is that what's going on with their hairstyle?
They do have long dreads, yep.
I take their dreads and I, like, wrap them around their eyes and tie them to the back of their heads.
More hair work.
And then together. So their heads, so they're blinded by their dreads, and their heads are like tied
okay,
together.
I want you to make athletics, an acrobatics roll opposed by your athletics roll.
And then a scout.
Oh, no, but I'm a rogue, so I can roll again.
You're a halfling, so you're
halfling.
An ultimate.
Yep, 10 plus.
It doesn't matter. They got a 8, so you're going to. Yeah,
okay.
Congratulations. All right, so you tie their heads together,
nice.
And now they have disadvantage to attack, and they're easier to attack.
And they can't see.
For now, yeah, until they can break free from it. Next up is Filge, I think.
I'm going to swing at them with my maul. I'm going to swing at... What's the one who's not Kyle?
Jackie
O. You haven't even asked my name!
The one whose name you don't care about.
Jackie O?
Jackie O! Jackie O!
Is that two words or one word?
It's one word, Jackie O.
Jackie O.
It's J-A-Q.
I can't see a thing, Jackie O.
Okay, that's an 18.
18 will do it, and that's a D12.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That one.
And then I got a nine. What's that?
That's a 9 plus 4 is 13 points of damage. All right, the reeling, blinded, they're in pain, and it is now their go.
So Kyle, can you say anything?
What?
I said Kyle, can you say anything?
Oh, no, I can't, Jackie. Oh, I'm bloody blind.
I'm blind here, too.
Oh, well, I'll use my hand to try and stop us being blind.
Okay.
And you just swing wildly.
Great plan.
Okay,
so,
great.
So Jackie O is swinging wildly with his gigantic fist.
Rolled 2 dice, a Morningstar, in fact. And the lowest
Morningstar.
The lowest will be what you rolled for.
No, in fact, lowest rolled... of 4 and a 4, I believe, is 44.
Probably not. All right, so you miss, and now you can make an athletics check to break free. You rolled a 3.
Oh.
All right, fortune does not favor the bold. So
we're pretty bad at this.
Oh.
Friezo.
All right, so I've worked out what I'm going to do. I stand at the center of the chain, and I kind of yank the chain to make them run back towards me. I use the chain to pull the Etten back towards where I am, in the center of the thing.
Yep.
And as I do that, the chain folds over itself, and then I use the manacles I have to, like, chain together the slack in
Are
the...
You're shortening the chain.
To shorten the chain.
Oh, that's very clever. That's surprisingly clever.
I mean, surprisingly clever.
All right.
What do I need to check?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you just make that an acrobatics check of DC 12?
And I get it. Yes.
Okay.
He rolled a fucking 6.
Damn it.
Liar.
Don't. Eden, don't. Come on.
What,
whose
man?
Side are you on?
I rolled crappy.
I rolled a 6.
I'm really disappointed in you. You can try and cheat them, but don't cheat your dungeon master.
It's these stupid big dice. I could have got away with using the small sneaky dice. All right.
You've been doing this before. Doesn't matter. All right. next up is Baston.
Oh, Baston. Can I...
Baston, do something.
can I grab the chain and then, like, run around them and do, like, a AT-AT walk kind of thing?
Yep, you absolutely
make them fall
can.
Down?
I'm not familiar with that reference.
I thought it was AT-AT.
Great, okay, just make...
rolling the dice.
An acrobatics check. 4.
God damn it.
You chain yourself. You tangle yourself up with them.
Oh.
Irina.
Okay.
You should... Oh, sorry.
I want to see what this episode holds.
Okay. I take the monster hand, and I'm with a weapon, and I make him hit himself.
Yeah.
And I say, stop hitting yourself.
Make another touch attack. Whatever you want, Zoe.
What do I need, Dave?
Again, you need to beat... this is probably quite hard. No, look, you need to beat...
This thing has 21 strength.
But it only is... Yeah, it's not going to do a lot of damage, but she only needs 12 armor class.
Okay,
and they're blind, they can't see.
Okay, 15. You manage to hit it, and it does one hit point worth of damage.
Oh, what the fuck?
Stop hitting yourself!
What?
Stop hitting ourselves! Stop hitting ourselves!
Why would you do that, Jackie O? You're a terrible partner.
Bobby.
So I'm still on their shoulders.
Yep.
Between their heads.
Mm-hmm. They still can't see you, so you've still got sneak attacks.
Yep. So I take my short sword and put it point to Kyle's ear, and I lean on my sword.
Oh, he's straight up murdering him.
That's 19. A 19.
Oh. gets, does it go through to Jackie
2d6 sneak attack plus whatever your normal damage is.
Oh, this is so graphic.
Oh, that's a 5 and a 6.
Oh, that's a 6, a 6, and a 5.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn.
Yeah, okay, that kills Jackie O.
No, it was Kyle.
Kyle.
Sorry,
Kyle.
It kills the more racist one.
Yeah.
Not the slightly nicer enabler of the racist.
What happens to the beast's body? What happens to the one side of the body that Kyle controls?
He can't move it. Or he can, but he's not used to it. Yeah, so he's got disadvantage on everything that's coming from that side.
Yeah, he starts to fall down. And
can I say also, as Bobby puts it in, Jackie O kind of looks up and looks at the room and he's like, "Well, buddy, we've been in worse, haven't we? Kyle? Kyle!
Lala.
Kyle!" And he's real sad and then he falls to the... this leg.
So presumably you guys are able to at this point... it's your go, Filch.
All right, let's just let him bleed out.
Well, I guess he is chained on the ground, so not going anywhere. So I guess you guys can stop and have a rest while...
Should we just put him out of his misery?
Yes, I approach with my sword.
Hello.
And I say, Jackie O.
Uh-huh.
What do you have on you?
I'm just this rags and the head of my best friend that I ever had in my life.
I feel like the head of an Etten would be used in a spell somewhere.
Oh yeah.
You just feel it though. You have a player. You have a player's handbook, but you feel this.
Can I?
I know what I want to do. All right. So I say, in Orcish, I say, "Well, Jackie O, I find that in battle it's important to use one's head," and then I smash both your heads together.
And as they go, he's, "I still don't know what you're saying."
And yep, all right, that's 19. Yeah. And you do it. Congratulations. And we'll
you
call
murdering
that
murderers.
Look, it's not a lot of damage, all things considered, but you keep doing it, yeah. And it's chained there, and after a while, Filch successfully kills the
Etten. Doesn't feel like a victory, though, does it? In many ways.
No, but he was racist towards me, so...
That's true.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. How can the dragon friends get out of this one with...
They just
with murder, clearly.
But still trapped inside a mausoleum, who knows where, maybe under the ground, maybe in another dimension, from a door that now is locked and far above their heads, it seems that the sun has never seen so far, and yet Strahd still waits for them outside, impervious to their weapons, taunting them all the while, and they know what must be done. But it shall not be done this time, but perhaps maybe next time on the next adventure of the Dragon Friends. Thank you. Woo!
Dragon Friends is DM'd by David Harmon, with music performed live by me, Benny Davis, and features the voices of Alex Lee, Michael Hing, Simon Greiner, Eden Lacey, and Ben Jenkins, as well as this episode, Zoe Norton Lodge. Shakira Khan designs our website, and the podcast is edited by me and sponsored by PAX Australia, the country's biggest video games and pop culture expo, on this year, November 4th to 6th. If you'd like to find out more and book tickets, visit thedragonfriends.com/PAX. Thanks.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.